Hello, everybody. I decided to go ahead and do the questionnaire as well, just because I always love listening to them and like getting to know you guys a little bit better. So I figured I'd go ahead and do the same. Plus, I guess it kind of appeals to the little bit of narcissist I have in me, like to talk about myself. So, let's get on with it. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female and I am bisexual. Two, what gets you turned on? I'd say kissing. Kissing probably is what turns me on the most out of anything. but also, kind of witty banter. Intelligence, like an intelligent, deep conversation will actually turn me on a little bit. Just very light touching. Yeah, those are all really good. Three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Oh gosh, I should have thought about this before I did the questionnaire. I guess enthusiasm, maybe. I'm always very eager to please the person that I'm with. Because that's what in turn gets me off. It's just a nice little positive feedback, you know, if I see them getting turned on, I get turned on, and I just pleasing them is what really gets me off the most. So I'd say, yeah, I guess enthusiasm is what would apply here, I guess. What is your favorite sexual act? I already said that I love kissing. That doesn't always have to be sexual, though, which I love. I love that it can be sexual or it can be platonic. It can be sensual and sexy, and but oral. I love giving oral. It encompasses both being submissive and dominant at the same time, I think, in the way because you are submitting to that person by pleasing them and giving them everything they want, but at the same time, you really control the entire situation. You can control their pleasure. You can control when to start and stop and how much pleasure you give them. I love that. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I actually love someone that can make me laugh. If you can make me giggle and laugh like crazy, and there's usually at least something that will make click in my head and go, interesting, but also intelligence for sure. Confidence to a degree. I've met people that are just too confident, and at that point, it just becomes a huge turn off for me. It's like, okay, I get it. You think you have a big dick. Get over yourself. that sounded so mean. but then also, I think an eagerness to please, too. So, in the way that I like to please, I would also like my partner to feel the same. I would want them to obviously be interested in pleasing me as well. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? See, this is one I actually did think about, and passion is what really gets me. It doesn't necessarily have to be a certain scenario, but or a certain fantasy that I have, or anything like that. It's just passion. So, whether you are making love or you're just having a good rough fuck, it's all about passion to me. It's the feelings you have for the other person, and the fact that you're showing those feelings in a physical way, a physical manifestation of your emotions and how much you care about the person, or your lust for the person, that you have to have them, and that passion overcomes you. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? I'd say red or black are kind of the obvious choices, I think, for most situations. That's what I usually see sexy lingerie in, but I like, can texture be allowed? Because I like lace. Lace always makes me feel very feminine, very sexy. I like wearing lace. So, like, black lace is even better. I like the mixture of black and white together, too. I think that's really pretty. But to prepare myself, I guess I kind of have to psych myself up. So, I like to give myself plenty of time to get ready because I don't want to rush. Because when I feel rushed, I get all flustered and even more nervous. So, I just try to take my time. I curl my hair and take a shower, shave. I'm not really into perfume. I sometimes like it. I'll wear like a body spray, but other times I think it's just too overpowering. I think a natural scent on a woman is very, so just this. It's not one particular thing. Like, you don't want to just smell her perfume on her. You want to be able to smell, her skin. So what soap she was using. You want to be able to smell maybe even like the laundry detergents she was using, or any hair products like her shampoo and just all of that. You want that all to mix together because that just becomes her essence. I love that. On a guy, however, I love that same thing, but I also can't resist a good cologne. So, yeah, it's a little bit weird for me in that, but yeah, I don't like wearing perfume that much myself. Maybe I just haven't found a good one yet. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I can tell you it used to be Aragorn. That's the nerd in me coming out. yeah, love that guy. I think just he's like the epitome of like masculinity. Just strap a tool belt on him, Jesus. I can't believe I said that. So yeah, that's a good one. Well, James Bond. He's kind of that smarmy asshole that's like so. I hate just how confident he is, but at the same time, he can kind of back it up. So it's pretty sexy. He's more of a one-off type thing where that you'd never see him again, and that'd be that, but it would still be a memorable experience. Let's see. There's gotta be something else. Oh, you know what? Marshall Erickson. He's just, I, 'cause he's the guy you want to marry. He's adorable. He's funny. He loves his wife and he's devoted. Yeah. Again, also he makes me laugh. So instantly that is what triggers something for me. But yeah, Marshall Erickson. I lost my place. Oh, who turns you on the most in your life? There's someone very special to me, and he knows who he is. He might be listening to this, I don't know. But yeah, He's the one that actually got me to start posting to GWA. So there you go. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? The list is endless. My name, first of all. I think that can make it just very personal. Just because it's just you and them, it's two people coming together. So to be able to hear your name like that, your identity, them wanting you that badly, that's fantastic. But I also like to be called baby girl, little one, princess, kitten. There's a pattern. I like to be called, not necessarily like just slut, whore, that kind of thing. I don't like that. But if you say to me, "Oh, you're such a good little slut," gives me shivers thinking about that. Or if you were to ask me if I'm gonna be a good little whore for you. Love that. Because to me, that's not just my identity is not a slut or a whore. It's that I'm willing to do those, to become that for you. If that makes sense. I guess it's just a little bit more personal than. Because I'm not really into the degradation, humiliation type thing. So I think that's what it is. It's the fact that I'm willing to do such. Such salacious acts for one person. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? This one I thought about too because this was kind of a toughie. And yeah, super flexible could be okay, but what I think I would like the most would be the ability to become any role. At any time to have kind of be like the Meryl Streep of sex in a way that you could just take on any role that your partner would want. And just become that for them, become their fantasy. So be kind of like a sexual chameleon. I'd like that. That would be cool, 'cause then you have the confidence and the ability to automatically just put on that character's hat and become that person. I like the idea of that. Oh, here I am. Okay, how did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I actually found out about GWA when I was, I think I may have been in an Ask Reddit or an Ask Men thread, and I was commenting on something saying how much I enjoyed dirty talk, and someone PM'd me and linked me to GWA, and I was like, I've hit the jackpot, and I thanked them profusely. And oh God, I'm gonna have to look up who they are because I really want to thank them now. And I wasn't going to post, even though the thought intrigued me. I felt like oh, I can't make porn. That's just no, I can't do that. And then the person I mentioned earlier encouraged me quite a bit, and finally I started making a couple recordings, and it was a lot of fun to do it. I mean, I hadn't posted anything, I just made little private recordings, and it was so much fun that finally I decided, you know what, I'm just gonna give this a shot, just try it one time, and that's kind of what I try to do, is to at least try something that I may not necessarily be comfortable with, just because otherwise I'll never know if I like it for sure. I like that with food too. Sorry, off topic. And yeah, so I posted, and all you lovely people seemed to enjoy it, and then I kept posting, and here I am. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Well, if you've looked at my submission history, obviously you can tell that I'm into the daddy-daughter thing. I also like mommy-son, so I think. Oh yeah, so another name I like to be called, mommy. I don't know how I forgot that one. Yeah, that one. I like that one a lot. But that's a. Ooh, I could go on for a while about that one. Because it appeals to a different side of me. So, dirtiest fantasy. I think it definitely a role play of being, daddy's little girl, or which I've never actually done in real life before. GWA is really the only place that I've been able to explore these fantasies that I've had. For which I'm really grateful. And also with mommy son, just being that dominating female, but also in a nurturing and comforting way is insanely hot to me. What's the kinkiest sex you ever had? In detail, of course. I guess it would have to be the threesome that I had. That was pretty kinky. And the girl, oh, she was excellent. She was hypersensitive. So that made it a lot of fun. Yeah, good times. What's your favorite part of your body and why? Oh. I guess my eyes. I've been complimented on my eyes before. Yeah, I like them. I don't know. I think they're pretty. They're green. And I have red hair. That's both a blessing and a curse because it's a pain in the ass to deal with, but sometimes it can look nice. So, yeah. So I guess, yeah, my hair and my eyes. I like. I get complimented on my smile. And I like smiling. Yeah, so I guess that's it. Well, this has been fun. I hope I haven't been too weird. And I hope that even if just one person or two people or however many listen to this, that I haven't completely bored you to tears. So I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.